ladies and gentlemen, to another long-awaited episode of Newborn Libertarian. Unless you weren't really waiting for it, then that's a different story. This time around, we have, once again, Daniel. How are you doing, Daniel?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm probably doing a lot better than you, because you just got back from Free State Project. But of course, just in case our listening audience hasn't heard, may we ask you, what is the Free State Project?
So, Free State Project is an organization that was started around 2003 with the goal of getting 20,000 libertarians and liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire and become active in the politics there, working toward reducing the size and scope of government and basically turning it into a libertarian state. So they reached the goal of 20,000 signers back in February. I signed up in December, so I was signer number something like 18,400, somewhere around there. And now they're working on getting those 20,000 people to actually move to New Hampshire. And so far, there's about 2,000 people that have moved. So I just got back last night from my first visit up there just to check it out, kind of scope the place out, get a lay of the land. And it is pretty awesome. If you're a libertarian and you want to be around a community of passionate activists and people who are actively working toward libertarian goals, New Hampshire, as far as I can tell, is really the place to be.
All right. Look at you selling that so well, because when I heard about the Free State Project about, I think it was around mid last year, something like that, or maybe late last year, I at first got the cultish vibe. I mean, I was new to libertarianism at that point, but the more I heard about the fact that a lot of people there wanted to advance liberty, and a lot of the people I talked to that either live there now or had experiences there, it does not sound like a cult to me. It sounds, well, actually, we're going to get into your experiences there, and people will start to learn it's a pretty great place to be. Now, one of the things that I had trouble with also, other than I was thinking that it might be a huge cult, is the weather. What is the weather like in May right about now?
Well, right now, while I was there, I was only there for 3 days, 4 days, and 3 nights. But it was pretty nice. It was in the 70s. It didn't really get much higher than 85, even on a mountain that I hiked to the top of. But in Manchester, which is the city that's kind of in central New Hampshire, it's also the city that has the highest concentration of porcupines, which when I say porcupines, I'm referring to members of the Free State Project.
And not hanging out with a bunch of little spiky animals. And that's actually what the Free State is filled with, just porcupines, and it was just you, the lone human being, hanging out with porcupines.
That'd be an interesting experience, but now I'm talking about actual people. So it was pretty nice. I didn't even encounter any rain while I was there. But as far as the rest of the year, I think the highest it ever gets there is about 90, maybe 95 in the summer. That's only in certain spots, because it is, like, when you get further north, it turns into a pretty mountainous region, and so that can have a lot of varied temperatures. In the winter, they said it, this past year was pretty mild. They only got, like, maybe a foot of snow total in a lot of places. But the year before that, it was a lot worse, and I think they said they got somewhere between 5 and 10 feet at some point in some places. And that was pretty bad by the by the people that I was talking to that went through it. What else? Is there anything else you wanted to know about the weather?
Nope. That's just me being a sissy, but I guess I'll survive for freedom. But one of the other questions I have, now, I need to know, this is an important question.
All right.
Since it's a libertarian society, is it Somalia? Is it unregulated chaos? Is it anarchy? Is this everybody running around feeding drugs to babies? There are about 3-year-olds drinking alcohol. There's prostitution everywhere. It's chaos, and everything's just falling apart because that's what libertarian societies are. Is that how it's going on, Daniel?
It's getting there.
Oh, man.
It's
Salon.com is telling the truth. It's true.
Well, let's see. The roads are still intact.
Oh, my roads.
Yeah, the roads are still intact. I don't think I saw any dead bodies on the street, unless you count animals. And I'm talking about the highway, roadkill. But I did see quite a few guns. And I drank the tap water, and I it was fine. I didn't taste any lead or anything like that.
And you're not talking to me from the dead because you walked into a bar and had a free market drink and fell dead because there's no regulation in bars. And for some odd reason, somehow, since it's not regulated alcohol in businesses, people are like, yeah, I'm just going to kill customers because there's no government to regulate this beer. And businesses can just stay open if their customers die. No, none of that.
No, I mean, I had quite a few beers, and I didn't sense any unusual effects.
So, in other words, Free State is still a nice, great city that's not falling apart, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. No, now keep in mind, it's not totally libertarian, because New Hampshire still is part of the United States and has to comply with, stupid federal regulations and all that stuff. So, it's not total chaos yet.
Oh, man. So it'll dissolve in anarchy. Just kidding. It wouldn't do it anyway. Because, I mean, they're still constrained by a little bit of the federal government, but, of course, I mean, we can go into several episodes in the future about how the free market still wouldn't kill everybody on the planet, but that's not what we're here for today. Daniel, we're here for you and your awesome stories, and not me just interjecting stupid jokes. Sorry.
So, do you have any other questions?
Sorry. All right, so I know probably when you first arrived there, what were your living arrangements? What was that like?
So, the Free State Project has a number of people that are their job is to identify people who are coming either to visit or to move, and arrange a welcome wagon for those people. So we have Facebook groups set up for that purpose. There's emails, people you can contact in a number of different ways. And they're pretty good at responding. And what they'll do is they'll set up a Facebook event or a meetup for you specifically. You give them the address that you're moving into and the date and time that you're going to be there. And when you show up with your moving truck, there will be a group of 5 to 10 people or so waiting there for you to arrive, and they'll help you unload your truck. And all they ask is pizza and beer.
Oh, that's actually the fee for how I fix computers. Just give me pizza and beer, and I'll fix a lot of computers.
Nice. That's what they offer to new movers, and then that's just the start of getting involved in the community there, because the people that you meet at those events, which, by the way, that was something I went to even though I was just visiting, there was another guy who was moving in at one point during the week or during the time I was there, and I stopped by for about an hour and helped him unload his truck, and I bought some stuff in, got a little bit of pizza. It was cool. So it's just a very well connected community. Like, everybody seems to know pretty much everybody else, and if there is some kind of problem you have, if there is a business you want to start, or just any kind of issue you have that you feel like you need help with, you can just ask somebody, and chances are they'll know somebody else in the Free State Project who has expertise in that area you're dealing with. So it just feels like you become part of a very well-connected community.
That's pretty cool. You know, one of the things I always thought was weird, I know they have Free Talk Live, I know they have Paxson out there who does the Lava Flow podcast and all that, but I just always wondered why they just didn't have a consistent podcast that's literally just called the Free State Project Podcast, to give some updates about, you know, what life is like there, and just something more consistent. And I just wish somebody who podcasted just all the time would just show up there, so people would just know the wonder that's the Free State Project or something. It would have been great.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I found out about a new podcast while I was there. I actually got to meet the guy who does it, and it's called the Free Coast Freecast. Now, it's only for the Seacoast region, because that's where the guy lives, and I think he has a co-host. I haven't listened to it yet, but it pertains most. I mean, it's. I think they talk about issues relating to the whole Free State Project, but it's mostly based around the Seacoast region, which is out of all of New Hampshire, it's probably the most developed area, the most probably affluent area. So yeah, if you're looking for another podcast that actually talks about the Free State Project, that's probably one to check out.
Huh. I was wondering where that was advertised. Well, I guess it's still new, and I can't remember when I actually looked around for that. Okay, that's good advice. Now, while you were there, I guess there probably is, it's not like it's a huge carnival or anything, it's not like they're probably having events every single day, because of course when you move there, it's a place where people live, most likely with a little less, I guess, coercive laws that you can while you're still connected to the U.S. But I'm trying to figure out, what exactly are they trying to do about the situation of having the federal government still over them right now? Are they trying to make any further steps to possibly lessen even more that burden of the government?
Well, yeah, there's... There are several Free State Project participants who are actually state representatives. I got to meet a couple of them while I was there. And there are a few that they're not really open about it. So they're because I got the impression that the Democrat and Republican establishments there in the state capital, I mean, they're aware of the Free State Project. Mm-hmm. And I think for some of them, depending on like which district you're from, if it comes out that you are with the Free State Project and you're a state rep, they, like a lot of the establishment will push to have you, or they'll push against you, really. They'll try to support your opponents and, you know, try to fight any bills you introduce and things like that. But it's kind of inevitable, because there's so many more Free State people moving up there, and we're the kind of people that want to become active in government. Like, I'm actually considering running for state rep when I get there. And most of the people that are with the Free State Project are of similar mind. To answer your question more, there is a There is another organization that is, I think they're loosely affiliated with the Free State Project. The former president of the Free State Project, Carla Garrick, this morning was named president of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is an organization that is promoting the idea of independence for New Hampshire, separating from the United States. In other words, secession. Although they don't like to use that word, but just because of the connotation that it gets. But so they'll say New Hampshire independence, and I kind of feel like that's really the direction that we should go, because the federal government is just so big and bulky, and it's I don't think it's practical to try and work from within to just, you know, get rid of all those agencies and bureaucracies from within the existing system. My philosophy is that all of that exists just because the states have consented to it, and as per the Declaration of Independence, as per the Constitution, states have the right to withdraw consent, and that means secession. And that would be, in my opinion, the best way to just cut ourselves off from what we know is going to be a train wreck in the not too distant future, and just say, hey, you know, we're here, we're going to govern ourselves, we don't need people in Washington telling us what to do up here, and we're going to have our own economy, we're going to have our own system set up that will be attractive to businesses. And so whenever businesses get tired of the massive tax burden that they're facing everywhere in the U.S., they'll be able to come to New Hampshire. And same with individuals. If we secede from the U.S., suddenly no more income tax. No more. We're not under the thumb of the IRS.
Amen.
Under the
thumb of
the FDA and all these other regulatory agencies. You know, I think people have an interest in not seeing the world crumble. So these people that come into New Hampshire, they're not going to see the absence of these agencies and say, "Oh no, we can't govern ourselves. We're just there's no way we can do this ourselves," and the whole thing would just crumble. People will be able to live better freely.
I guess this is probably a good example to see the Free State Project. They were able to secede and succeed in the process. Seeing it happen on a small scale might be the way we'd have to go to continue to send the message.
Yeah, and you know, like, you know, we always talk about that the way to actually affect change is to start at the lower levels, starting at the local and state levels, getting libertarians elected to those offices, and, you know, being active in these communities that are closer to the actual people, and actually changing their hearts and minds from that level, and then you'll have enough people that will see, hey, you know, libertarians can actually get elected, and they won't ruin things, and they'll actually help the economy, and they'll help people, you know, because that's what liberty is about. And then, you know, once we get enough support at the state level, then we can tell the rest of the United States, look, we see that that everything is going to shit, and we're not going to be part of it anymore. So, we're just going to stand back and we're just going to let you, you know, let you run your, run the rest of the country into the ground. We're just going to be here. We're going to do our own thing. We're going to see how it works for us.
I don't know if I asked you this in depth, but what prompted you to sign up to move to the Free State Project?
So, well, personally, back in December when I signed up, I was at a kind of a low point in my life. Was just thinking that I just needed a fresh start, because where I am now, I don't have any family, few friends, and, you know, the friends I do have are, they're not really, they don't really share a lot of the same ideas as me, and if they do, they're not nearly as passionate as I am. And I was seeing online that there were a ton of people, if not in New Hampshire, then other places in the Liberty Movement, that were, you know, doing things that I wanted to do, and they were, you know, active in the community in ways that I wanted to be too. And so I just thought, well, you know, this is kind of what's calling me. So, so I went to the Free State Project's website, and, you know, I devoured all the material on the website in one night. I just got really excited about it. I signed up, and when you sign up, the pledge is that within 5 years you'll move to New Hampshire. Now I'm planning to make the move later this year in September. So I mean, it's not like a legally binding pledge or anything, but it's just a promise that you make when you sign up. And right now, since we've already reached the 20,000 goal, they're not actively looking for more. I think you can still sign up, but the goal was 20,000, and that's been met. So their primary focus now is on getting people to actually move.
Alrighty. Well, are there any other things you'd like to let us know? I just realized that I probably have to head to the store real quick, because I will be jetting off to, well, flying off, not jetting. I wish I owned a jet, to Orlando tomorrow morning. And I also have to do another podcast that you possibly might be on tonight about the Nevada Libertarian presidential debate. So I'm going to have to jet on out of here. So if you have any other things you would like to tell us.
Well, I think if people are interested in the Free State Project, they should go to freestateproject.org and read the article called 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire. It's not that long. Every reason is just like a little bullet point and has a little, short little description. But, and there's also a documentary that goes along with it, which is like an hour long. And I mean, if that doesn't convince you, I don't know what can. I probably should have said this at the beginning, but just a little disclaimer that I'm just a mover with the Free State Project. I'm not involved in the administration or anything, so I can't really speak to speak for the Free State Project, and so my opinions do not represent that of the Free State Project.
Oh, well, thanks for that disclaimer. Then I didn't have to put it in there.
I just don't want to get in trouble for saying anything that may not quite, you know,
that's okay,
be what they want to portray.
We'll blame it on Christian, even though he's not actually on this episode. It's all you, Christian. You did it. You did it. Just kidding. All right, then. Well, thank you for giving us a little experience of the Free State Project, though I will probably harass you off podcast about some of the other stories, and just in case you had any dirty details or awesome stuff that I would like to know, I'll ask the deets, see if people really died of drinking water, like, you know, in Flint, Michigan or something, you know, if it really is Somalia and you're just not telling me the truth. Just kidding. Anyway.
You know what? Actually, there in the place where I was staying, my room had a little fish tank, and you know, the fish were okay, so I think the water's all right.
If the fish aren't floating upside down, it's all good. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll probably be in your ears in the next few hours anyway, but if you would like to check us out on Twitter, at Newborn Liberty, Gmail, newbornlibertarian@gmail.com, or you can search out the Facebook group, just look for Newborn Libertarian, and we're also on Stitcher, and found out now Google Play has podcasts, so you can actually find our podcast on Google Play now. Look at us, probably still not getting very many listens, but you can bust out the Google Play, I guess. But
hey, can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Before we cut off, because there's something I don't want to leave out.
Oh.
So, in a couple of weeks, actually, it's going to be like 3 weeks from now, the week of June 19th to the 25th. In New Hampshire, the Free State Project is putting on the Porcupine Freedom Fest, also known as Pork Fest.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to go there. It'll be my first time going to Pork Fest. It was like the 13th year that they've put it on. And it's a whole week up in the mountains of New Hampshire. And it's like Woodstock meets Burning Man, with libertarians. And there's Bitcoin communities, and there's like yoga classes and nature hikes and
hot libertarian chicks.
Yeah. there should be. I'm hoping.
Yeah, for real. Like, that's what I'm. Everybody's talking about liberty, and Kim's talking about lesbians. Anyway, I interrupted your pitch yet again because I'm good at that. Was there more to that?
That's it. You probably cut me off at a good time.
All right, then. Well, everyone, until next time, this has been Kim and Daniel. Talk to you next time.